What's happening? How y'all doing? It's your boy Jeff Devontae coming to y'all with another episode of Melanin Theory. Today we are talking about today we're talking about playlists. Yes, playlists, music playlists, you know what I'm saying? Different playlists for different reasons. I'm gonna go through some of my playlists, how I created the playlist, even certain songs that I got on some of these playlists. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all can't tell, but I mean, maybe you can. I'm just excited. Music is just a really big passion of mine, and I enjoy music to the fullest, and so I just really love talking about it and anything that has to do with it. So this is gonna be super fun for me. Before I continue, I know like when it comes to play, you know, different people use different things. I know the two big ones that people use, you got Apple Music and then you got Spotify. I have both apps, but I only pay for Apple Music, and that's really just because I've been paying for Apple Music since Apple Music was a thing. And you know what I'm saying, like, it's Spotify is great. Spotify is dope. Spotify actually puts me on a lot of new artists that I find. But for me, Apple Music, just, you know what I'm saying, it's easy to maneuver. It's simple. I got an iPhone, so I'm just like, it's already there. You feel me? Like, so that's why I use Apple Music. But I will say, Spotify kind of be coming up clutch. And if I paid for Spotify, I probably would use Spotify more than Apple Music, but I'm just scared to try. You know what I'm saying? I'm scared to try. I don't want to switch just yet. I'm not ready. But if you do want to follow my Apple playlists, or just, like, you know, saying, follow me on Apple Music, you can follow me at Melanin, but it's spelled MELLOWNIN. It's like Melonin. You know what I'm saying? Cause I feel like I'm a pretty mellow dude. Pretty chilling, but at the same time I got melanin. It's kind of like a double entendre. If you know, you know what I'm saying. But yes, playlists have been a long running thing in my entire life. Of course, I think for me it started off with me just listening to albums. I'm that type of person where I love to experience albums in its totality, especially when it comes to artists that I really enjoy and I really mess with. And especially just because it's like they spent all this time, all this hard work, all this money to put into this album, and then when they drop it, you know, people only listen to like a few songs here and there, or they might not listen to the whole album, or they hear like the beginning 30 seconds of a song, they don't feel like it's for them, so they skip it. Like, I don't know. I just kind of try to respect albums as a whole in general. So that kind of respect kind of just turned into, like, you know, when I really started to pick apart songs and really listen to them for not just for like what they're saying, but also just like the composition of the beats and everything. That's when I really sparked an interest in like wanting to put together like a mix or a playlist. And I try to do mixes for a little bit too. Oh man, mixes are tough. I'm just trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, trying to find the songs to groove with each other, but then trying to match them up and everything like that. It just seemed like a lot. So instead of doing mixes, I was like, I could do playlists. Like, I don't have to do anything on the back end. I really just pick songs, put them together in a category, and then call it a day. So that's where like my love of playlists really came from. And wanting to like really just like dive into, I'm not gonna front, I treat playlists like albums, in a sense of like when I work on playlists, I really try to put songs together that only go together. I don't know why, but I have this weird rule where I'm like, if I have one song in one playlist, I try to like challenge myself not to put it in another. Just to, I don't know, because I know for me, if I'm listening to a song and I hear a song pop up, I automatically know like, oh, this is this playlist from my phone. But if I have like the same song on another playlist, then I don't know, for me, I might be like, wait, what playlist am I listening to? I had it one time where it even like messed up the whole vibe for me. And I don't know why, but I just had all this steak face like when I realized it wasn't the playlist I thought it was. And I just was like, oh God, whatever. Like, it just and just like turned it off completely. So I don't know why, but I just like, I really try not to use the same song in in multiple playlists. But even aside from that, it's just really fun for me, because getting to a point where, or getting to a rhythm where it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you listening to it, you listening to the playlist, and it just vibes and it flows, and like all the songs kind of just speak to you in that moment. You feel me? Like, or all the songs are really just kind of putting you in a good mood. Or like, okay, for instance, I got this playlist called Heartfelt Miseries. And it's funny because like when I listen to it, I don't really get a miserable feeling. I don't really have this feeling of like, oh my God, I'm so heartbroken and I feel miserable and I just want to sink into depression. Like, it's not that deep. Well, I'm not going for it. I mean, I kind of did. I feel like that once when I was listening to it. But yeah, no, that playlist is kind of just like, every single time I listen to it, or when it's like vibing through, I might not get an overwhelming sad feeling, but like I definitely feel, you feel me? Like, I don't even really know how to describe it. Like, I just say like I feel. Like if somebody's like, oh, I'm in my feels, it's like that, but it's not like I'm in my feels. I just feel. You feel like I just feel it. And so that's the best way I can describe it. But like, It's just that playlist that makes me feel like, dang, all right, like I could really feel the intense, not sadness, but it's like, maybe I gotta change the name of the playlist, because like that name could be very misleading. But I don't know like how to explain. Like, for example, some of the songs that I have on the playlist, I have one of my favorite songs ever, Caretaker by Drom. That was on his goddamn album, featuring SZA. That song right there, every single time I hear it, and like that first little dun, you know what I'm saying, kind of comes in, that little piano, and then when SZA come in with it, take care of you, I will, and then drum in the back,
yeah, yeah,
like, oh my,
woo, even if I get mad now, I heard you a fan now.
Like, bro, my goodness, that song just touched my soul. But like, if you listen to the song, you'll see what I'm talking about when I say, you might not be in your feels, but you just be like, damn, I feel that. Like, I really feel that. And then some other songs that I got on there, Tink, Treat Me Like Somebody, Snow Allegra, Time, London Bridge by 2088. That song right there, I remember the first time I heard that song and the video that was attached to it. That song really did have me like, and I think that's the thing too with that song specifically. When I listened to it, that video that I heard, or the video that I saw when the song was playing, it just be like, damn, that is tough. You feel me? Like, it just hits you right in your feels. But that's my heart, you know what I'm saying? My heart, Heartfelt Miseries, soon to possibly be something else, TBA. But another playlist that I'm working on right now is, I just started this one, and this one's gonna be one of my favorite ones because it's so dope. But I started this playlist called Midnight Club Type Shit. This playlist right here, if you've ever played Midnight Club Dub Edition, and when you play, first of all, it had to be Midnight Club Dub Edition, had to be the PSP version. That version right there, fire. Every single time Go DJ started playing, couldn't nobody tell me nothing. I was swerving, I was hitting the Nas, like I was going crazy and going, oh. And so when I was not too long ago, I was like driving, and I don't know why, but I was just in this vibe of like, bro, this feel like some Midnight Club type stuff. You feel me? Like, and so Midnight Club Dub Edition, or Midnight Club type shit, that playlist is like got songs on there like Rotation 112 by J-Rock, Just How It Is by Young Thug, Gangsta by Schoolboy Q, what's another one on here? Corrupt by Reason. And these songs are really just like low bass songs. Like the beat itself sounds like it could be like a melodic, if you took away the bass lines or the 808s, it could just be like a melodic, you know what I'm saying, type of song. But then you add those bass lines in, and then you just make sure, like, you know what I'm saying? And then if you driving and it's dark outside, or it's, you know what I'm saying, it's nighttime, and you listening to it, you got that, I want to be aggressive while I drive, but it's smooth enough where I'm just chilling and I'm coasting, you feel me? That's what that playlist makes me feel. Like, when I'm driving, I'm like, whew. If I really wanted to, I could probably, you know what I'm saying, like a video game. But other than that, like, I'm chilling. Like, these Vitas, they're knocking, you know what I'm saying? So that's the Midnight Club type, playlist. But a side note from that, like, it's just crazy how certain playlists can really make you feel certain things. Like, speaking on, you know what I'm saying, like, how the titles and stuff, like, it's just really dope how there are so, to me, like, there are so many songs out there in the world that are very similar to each other in vibe, and, like, being able to find them, like, when I'm listening to music, and I hear something, because obviously, I know the playlists that I have in my phone, so, like, when I'm listening to music, and then all of a sudden, I just hear a song come on, and it immediately kind of shifts me into this specific vibe. It's such a great feeling, because I just be like, dang, ooh. I'd be like, this is definitely going on this playlist, or this is definitely going on that playlist. And it's just like, it just clicks immediately. And when it does and you hear it, you just like, okay, yep, I already know. I'm already in that zone. I'm already feeling it. I'm already lit with it, or I'm already, you know, maybe I feel a little sad, or I'm hype, you know what I'm saying, like gym flows type stuff. But it's just really tight how there are so many songs out there that can put you all in the same vibe, but they're all different songs. Like, that concept is just so dope. And then on top of that, like, just find, like, going through the motion of finding them, in a sense of I have thousands of songs on my phone that are saved on my phone, and I've listened to all of these thousands of songs at least one time, you feel me, with the exceptions of any albums that I just downloaded and hadn't listened to yet. But for the most part, I've heard all of these thousands of songs at least one time. So being able to just vibe into music in general, and then that one song that you would have never even thought of, or the one song that you might have heard at least 20 different times, comes on again, and for that 21st time, when it pops up, you just like, oh wait, this is hitting different. Like, you're like, whoa, okay, I think I know where this could go. And then you just put it in the playlist, you feel me? So another song, because I started working on this playlist, or I shouldn't say I started working on it, but I've been working on this playlist for a while. But this is my Floor Vibrations playlist. You know, that playlist where if you feeling pretty good, if you're, maybe you've started dabbling in a little bit of a greenery, you know, and you're just feeling very comfortable, very relaxed, you know, and you want to vibe to some music, well then I think that this playlist might be for you. I will say there are smokers and non-smokers that have both listened to this album, or I'm sorry, this playlist, and they both, I think, agree that this is completely a vibe. But my Floor Vibrations playlist, and this one is my biggest playlist of all of them. It's got 52 songs so far, but it's 3 hours and 7 minutes. And so this one's got songs on here, whew, bangers. I mean, songs on here like Lambo Truck by Cause and Reason. It's got Night Job by Boz. But then I switch it up a little bit, and you know, you got what else we got on here? Sixfold by Cash Page. You got Borderline with My Adams by Hiatus Coyote. Side note, Hiatus Coyote, great group. I love them. I don't really know what their genre would be, because they're like R&B, funk, psychedelic, weird, cool, dope stuff that I don't even know how to categorize, but like, they're super tight. But Borderlines with My Adams by Hiatus Coyote, that's on there. John Bellion, one of my favorite artists of all time. Cool White Dude from New York. JT by him is on here. Then you even, you know what I'm saying, I got Dom Kennedy. I got Don Tolliver. Ari Lennox is on here. Channel Tress is on here. Sir Saunder, Nick Hakim, Snow Allegra again, but different song. Her is on here. Drake, Smino, Chance the Rapper. Like this out, this playlist right here. If you just want to vibe and you just want to just like feel good and just like just head nodding, you know what I'm saying? Real mellow stuff. This playlist is the one for you. I'm telling you, my favorite playlist of all time, for real, for real. I listen to it. It really doesn't even matter. Like honestly, whatever mood I'm in, I really just listen to it. But I mean, I've got playlists. I got Cleaning Mix playlists. I got Fresh Off the C4. C4, by the way, is a workout supplement to kind of get your energy going. I just didn't want people to be like, this man is huffing bombs, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I got a playlist on here called It's a Vibe. That one is like brand new. I just started that one on Tuesday. But that one is gonna be pretty much like R&B, but it's like a certain type. So it's gonna be like A Marie Talking to Me is gonna be on there. I Want to Be Down by Brandy's on there. Thinking of You by Usher's on there. So it's gonna be a specific vibe for that one. RYM stands for Relax Your Mind. That playlist right there, again, that's more of my, so my Flora Vibrations is like I'm chilling but I'm doing stuff. So like I'm studying, or I'm chilling but, you know what I'm saying, maybe I'm working on like a script, or I'm chilling but I may be cooking, you feel me? But this are this Relax Your Mind playlist, this one is more like you're doing nothing. Like maybe you had a long day at work, you come home, or school, you come home and you're just like, man, I just need to, I need to relax, I need to calm down, I need to chill. But you don't want to do nothing. You want to just lay in the bed. You want to just sit in the bed, lay back, stare at your ceiling, close your eyes, and just listen to music. This is that playlist, because you got songs on here, and this I think is the most eclectic playlist that I have, because it's a bunch of different stuff. So I got songs on here like Church by Saba. I have another one by Hiatus Coyote that's called The Lung. I got a song here by River Tibber, Nevada, John Gibbs, Baby Mama, Jordan Ward, Constellation is on here. You know what? I just realized that one song is literally the only song that is on two playlists at one time. And I had to double check my work just to be sure, just to make sure. And actually it's not, because I took it off because the other playlist that it was on, I took it off because I was like, nope, cannot double play it. So that song is only on that playlist. But yeah, Constellation by Jordan Ward. Then you got Shangri-La by James Tillman, For Me by Devin Tracy. Like there's so many different things on here, but it's such a great playlist. Like I said, if you just want to lay in your bed, you just want to close your eyes and do nothing, like, but not sleep, but like just do nothing. Or shoot, you know what I'm saying, you could use it as a sleeping playlist too. If you just want to close your eyes and go to sleep but you can't go to sleep, listen to this playlist. But yes, I mean, so many different playlists for so many different reasons. And this is a growing collection, you know what I'm saying? So if you follow me and you listening to a playlist and you like, bruh, I feel like this song would rock with this playlist heavy, hit me up and be like, yo, Jeff, the playlist is tight, I like it, for real, for real. Could use a little bit of tweaking though, you know what I'm saying? I think maybe you should add this one track by this one person. You know what I'm saying? I'll consider it. I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm gonna just add it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna consider it. Like I said, I love music. So if you got a song on there that you think that I maybe missed or I haven't even thought of, and you're like, this will go great on this playlist, I will check it out. And if I add it, best believe I know exactly who told me, you feel me? So that has been the episode about playlists. I hope that y'all enjoyed the, you know what I'm saying, listening to the conversation as much as I enjoyed having it. I will be, like I said, if you want to add me on Apple Music, you can add me at Mellonin. That's M-E-L-L-O-W-N-I-N. I follow back, you feel me? I love listening to other people's playlists and seeing what y'all listening to and everything like that. So go ahead and follow me. You know what I'm saying? Interact with me. If anybody has any questions, suggestions, or comments on this episode for the podcast, bang my line, bang my socials. You feel me? Let me know what y'all think. Let's have some conversations. I want to engage with y'all. I really want to know what y'all have to say. Don't be shy. I'm not gonna bite. Well, mainly because that would be cannibalism, and that'd be weird. But I don't bite. I'm a nice guy. At least I like to think so. So if you would like to follow me on my socials, you can follow me at Instagram. I'm sorry, you can follow me on Instagram at Mellonin_theory. That's M-E-L-N-I-N underscore T-H-E-O-R-Y. Shameless plug. Before I forget, your boy is doing big things. You feel me? The kid is trying to come up on a bag. You know, but also, you know what I'm saying, do stuff for the community and just dope things in general. So I have dropped merch. Yes, I've dropped merch, people. I really am happy about this too. It's a really exciting thing for me, just especially because I've just had ideas that I've been sitting on for a very long time, but not anymore. So if you would like to go ahead and check out that merch, on my same page, go ahead and click the link that's going to be in the bio. Hopefully y'all know where to find the podcast aside from just clicking the link in my bio normally, because you know what I'm saying, you can't have two links at one time. But if you don't, you know what I'm saying, just message me and I'll send you the link. When the episode drops, I'll send you the link for the episode if you don't know where to find it aside from clicking the link in the bio that would normally be there. But I'm rambling. You already know what the deal is. Stay positive. Stay awesome. Stay black. If you're not black, stay you and be dope. Peace.